Okay, February 21st, 4:04 p.m. late in the day again. I actually got up to take my walk right after lunch, and then my younger daughter, kids are home from school today. It's a furlough day from school, and my younger daughter finally got around to trying to work on her homework, and she's got about a month's worth of math homework that if she can get it turned in tomorrow, she can bring in D up to a B, which would be good. She's also got some writing that hasn't been done. She's working on that right now, but it took all afternoon to get her month's worth of math homework banged into shape. And I'm not sure what that says, that we were able to do a whole month's worth of math homework in about 2.5 hours, or what. Honestly, most of it was repetitive. Most of it was practice sheets, and we did the same thing over and over and over and over and over. So it worked out real well. It got to the point with the end where she was doing monomial simplification in her head and just looking at the example and combining like terms and writing them down. It was pretty awesome to watch. But the question is, how useful is this? And the answer is, you know, I have a hard time arguing if this has any future utility whatsoever. And it's by the fact that they asked some rather, I think they hoped to be practical questions. One of the questions was, how many different combinations can 4 light switches, if 4 light switches can be put into 2^5 combinations, how many can 5 light switches do? Hint, twice as many, increase the power by 1. That's your answer. It was not exactly rocket surgery, as Evoterra might say. It was, in a lot of ways, it was kind of disappointing. In other ways, it was really disappointing. And mostly what it was busy work. To say that I was less than enthusiastic about it, less than, I don't know what the right word is, ensnared by the utility of it, mostly what I thought was, Jesus, no wonder she didn't want to do this. The other side of it is that each sheet really didn't take that long, and if she'd done them when she got them, she wouldn't be in the hole, and she could have played all afternoon. So I could have too. You know, actually, I could have written this afternoon. I almost didn't come out for my walk, and I'm walking very fast, so I'm very breathless. But I'm trying to get back in time to fix dinner because we have karate class tonight. I'm going to get dinner on the table, ready to go by 5:30. Get to karate class in time, and that's going to be very snug. Luckily, I've got stuff in the pantry that won't take long to fix, so we're in pretty good shape there. So I figured I better come for my walk. If we do karate tonight, I can write tonight. I'll take my netbook with me and put in an hour and a half, a good solid hour, which is really, I think, all I need to finish this stupid short story. And thanks, Doc Coleman, Twitter handle Scalesly, for correcting my inability to figure out what the hell I'm supposed to say while I'm walking. I appreciate it. Seriously. So yeah, I got him some lines. I got some lines for Veronica Jaguar. And it turns out I left off two that were at the end. It's not my fault. She told me they were all in the middle, and I found a bunch that were in the middle, and I didn't read the final scene. Thought I was doing well to get the sentences in there. So I'll have to go back and do those. Also need to do a room test for the built-in microphones. That should be an interesting challenge as well. So, yeah, okay. what am I thinking about this afternoon? Mostly I'm thinking about, I've got to get home and get dinner going. So I'm trying to walk even more quickly than I normally do. Normally it's just an easy saunter. And particularly today, it's a lovely afternoon. It's mid-50s. Sun is out now. It's been behind clouds the whole time. Sun is out now. It's come out in a hole between the clouds. It's a lovely afternoon. Thinking about having to do this presentation for the Northern Colorado Riders next Monday. And I've got a little bit outlined, but I really don't have 2 hours worth of material to cover. I'm a little curious as to what I'm going to do. I do need to talk about different strategies. I need to outline the difference between mass market and niche market or micro market, and how approaching those two differs. I've tossed my oar in a couple of different ponds, not to paddle any particular boat, but just to stir things up a little bit about branding and marketing and stuff like that. It's interesting ideas that one this morning was a marketing guru, a consultant and advisor for web marketing. And he made a comment on Facebook about how so few meeting planners have large numbers of followers. And his point was that if you follow them and retweet, then you make friends with them, because nobody follows meeting planners. So they'll take what you have to say with more weight. Which, you know, on its face, I can't fault him. That's exactly true. That's the same with book bloggers. If you want to promote yourself to a book blogger, find a book blogger that doesn't have 400 followers and talk to them. Read their blog, leave comments. Because that's how you cultivate connection. That's how you cultivate those kinds of relationships. And, you know, is that, it's not particularly manipulative, I don't believe. It sounds a little cold when you say it like that. It's like, find the people who don't have many friends and make friends with them. Because if they have friends, a few friends, and you have a bunch of people who have a few friends, and you can reach them all, then you can reach a larger number. And this is actually good advice. So I'm sort of shocked by it. But it extrapolates well, particularly in the blogosphere for authors. But I think for anyone, you know, Twitter followers or not necessarily writers, but book bloggers, because a lot of authors really go out of their way to cultivate book bloggers. I suppose that's a really good idea. And I didn't really cultivate podcast bloggers, but I do walk by if somebody leaves a review and say thank you. I still get a fresh review on PorterShare, the audio version, periodically, which is gratifying. So it's interesting. It's interesting to see how a year's worth of relative inactivity has pulled down downloads. And it hasn't really, which I thought was very interesting. I've got to put something out here pretty quick, or I'm going to miss the deadline for the Parsec Awards, and that wouldn't be good. But the other side of it is, damn, I put out a lot of work in the last 5 years, and I still got some stuff that I need to get done. Interesting comment streams still coming in on Solar Clipper, and more comments on my Amazon page as well about double share. It's like, I felt a little, perhaps I was a little over the top, but somebody made a comment and I left a link to the George R. R. Martin is not your bitch video. It suggested that I wasn't George R. R. Martin either. But yeah, Yeah, I understand. It's getting out of hand. It's gotten out of hand. It's been out of hand for a year. I'm not producing new work. Ryden isn't producing work for me. And I need to wrap my head around that and get my butt moving. I think this is a good sign, because typically what happens is that I go through these stages, these phases, that nothing much happens for a long period of time, and then all of a sudden all kinds of stuff happen at once. And that's really been my pattern. I wonder if it's actually possible to train myself into a new pattern. I wonder if I even want to try. I mean, I gave it a kind of a half-assed try last year. Didn't really work out too well. I'm not sure I really gave it a good trial. I really said, okay, these hours for this month I'm going to write. And if I do that, then I don't have to beat myself up for not writing. I don't have to feel bad for not putting out product. I will have done my work. So I can do things like take care of kids. So we'll see. I don't know. I don't know how this is all going to fly. But I guess none of us ever do, really. Wednesday, Thursday, day after tomorrow, I'm meeting with Tay Nguyen, who is one of the founders of Back My Book. He's going to be in Colorado, and he wanted to buy me coffee, so I'm going to meet him at a truck stop over on I-25 and on his way to another meeting, and have a cup of coffee and talk about possibly putting Ravenwood, or the other books even, on Back My Book. The problem with doing the other books is that I really have to do something rash, like remaster them. The music is not commercially licensed, start there. And the quality of the first four books, through South Coast, is rather spotty. It's only marginally better on anything that came before, I want to say, after Double Share. No, I think Double Share was the first book that I started with the new recorder, with the X, with the Zoom H4. I think that was Double Share. So the last four books have had a much better audio experience to begin with. And I don't still have the individual tracks from Quarter Share in the original format. And even if I did, they were recorded at such a low quality that it's almost embarrassing for me to hear them now. I really need to re-record them, and I can't really bring myself to re-record when I really have so much other stuff that I have to get out. Oh, speaking of which, I posted it on Twitter, but Tales to Terrify, Halloween Lights story, came out last Friday. And that was one of them that I did the reading for. Quite a fun story. It was. I don't really like present tense, but that one works sort of well. It was a bit on the creepy side. The Halloween Lights. So that one worked out good. Now, let's see. Blood Dauber came out, but he still hasn't done observation post on Starship Sofa. So I went through and updated my narrations list anyway today. Try to get all the ones in. I wonder if I missed any. Oh, well, yeah, I did, but no, I haven't. I just did a piece for the Roundtable podcast for Brian Humphrey and David Robison. That's coming out in March. That'll be the second episode. And I think they've got Chuck Wendig after that, so that should be cool. It's an interesting premise. I kind of like it. I wonder how many people will actually take advantage of the ability to shop a story, to do a kind of public workshop of a plot idea, to see how it works, to see where it goes. I need to write another story for Pip and T. I need to write a story for J.R. Blackwell, which is going to be very much fun. I need to get dug into the background material on that one. And I also need to get this story together for Sigler. He sent me the Bible a couple, 3 weeks ago. I still haven't gotten dug into that yet, so I've got to deal with that one too. But I really want to get this story, this divine inspiration story done. It's the closest thing I have to being complete. So I want to like get something, you know, anything, get something completed. And maybe that'll start a little bit of momentum for me in terms of forward progress. I have these little fits and starts, but nothing seems to really get stuck in and run with, which is kind of making me very angry, which is kind of good, because as soon as I get mad at me enough, then I'll actually write something and stop fiddly dubbing around on Facebook and in my RSS feed and writing long comments to students. One of my students was, because I've assigned an ebook, they now have the capability to read ebooks. And so they've been experimenting with it, which I heartily approve. And they have to read another book too that's a free ebook if they can download it and read it as a free ebook. But they already had a couple say, well, I really need to read this in paper because I don't want to sit at my computer. It's like, yeah, okay, fine. Knock yourself out. Whatever's the most convenient for you, it's your $12, so fine. And anyway, the comment was, there seems to be an awful lot of dreck out there in terms of ebooks, and that just anybody can publish a book. And it's like, yeah, well, that's not quite true, because you have to have a couple of brain cells rubbing together in order to actually get through the process. But you don't really need too many, as evidenced by the fact that I've managed to do it repeatedly. So it's not really that tough, but it does take up some time, a little bit, not a great deal. It does take some thinking, which is where most people break down. It requires having a good story. It requires having a decent package around the story. Now, I get into this with Evo on Google Plus, where he shared a link to a story about how publishers can survive if they start specializing in a la carte editing support services. And yeah, that's true, but then it becomes less publishing and more a la carte, more editing. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't see any problem with that. The question of how does a publisher maintain, and I think really, publishers don't really need to change much. But what they really need to do is to get over this idea of cannibalization in the marketplace. They need to get over this idea that somebody who buys an ebook isn't going to buy a paperback. Somebody who buys a hardcover isn't going to buy a paperback. Somebody who buys one is not necessarily not going to buy the other. And while it's probably much truer between paper and hardcover, it's not anywhere near true for ebook and hard copy. Because a lot of people are buying ebooks to have the convenience of reading, and then buying the paperbacks to put on their shelves, to get signed by the author, to keep as mementos, because the books mean something to them. This is what publishing is going to have to do to survive, I think. They have to get over this idea that they're selling books. They're selling is an experience. What they're selling is entertainment. They're selling a connection to an author through the story. And then somebody learning to drive a clutch. It could be dangerous. Cars coming everywhere, and I have to cross the street. All right, she's waving me across. So I think that's, I got into it with, it's like, I don't need an editor, I don't need a publisher to reach distribution channel. And that's what publishers have historically had. which they have no longer, I haven't quite realized. But I'm at the back gate. That's probably a topic for another day. And since tomorrow is another day, I'll talk to you then.